Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jessica. Can I please have your zip code?
Hi, Jessica. My name is Dana. I'm calling from Navy Federal Credit Union. On the line with us, we have Sergeant Norman Norfleet. Before we proceed, I would like to inform you that this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. The reason for our call is because our member was charged on June 28th the amount of $87.43, as well as $89.65, in which he wasn't familiar with, and he would like to speak with someone about it.
Okay, we can take a look and see what's going on. May I please have the zip code, the customer zip code?
He's on the line.
70056.
You said 70056?
Correct.
Okay. Okay, give me one moment. Thank you for your zip code. May I have your first and last name, please?
Norman North, please.
Okay, thank you. For security purposes only, can you verify your shipping address, please?
743 Glassstone Court, Brentwood, Louisiana.
Okay, and I do see here that the product that was ordered is the Biotech Solutions Testo XL and the Biotech Solutions Selectrain RX. Seems like this account has been canceled already. Let's see here. Okay, it seems like basically what happened is that all of this started back on May 11th of 2020, where you, when you first placed the order, you had paid shipping and handling to receive the product, which is $7.49 and $6.59. Before placing the order, it does explain in the terms and conditions that the day that you place the order, you're going to begin a 14-day trial period.
Ma'am? I'm going to interrupt you, and I don't care what you're trying to tell me. I know what I did, and I know what I did. I canceled the subscription, and I'm telling you, you people charge me anyway, and I'm telling you I want my money back. If not, I'm going to find out, and I'm going to get my attorney, and we're going to track you down, and I'm going to get my money back, but it's going to cost you more. I'm just telling you, I don't want to hear I know I canceled the subscription because you charged me the first time almost $200, so I'm not worried about what you're talking about now. You give me my money back, or my lawyer is going to get, we're going to call and find out who you are, and then we're going to sue you for a lot more money. So that's what I'm trying to tell you. That's all I'm trying to convey to you. So I want to hear what I did, what I didn't do. I did cancel the 14-day subscription, and you charged me anyway. So I want my money back. That's all I want.
Okay. Well, it does say here that you had called in on June 30th, which is today, to cancel. You spoke with a representative, and they advised you what the charges were for as well. I wanted to verify from the representative, the bank representative, if there has been a dispute filed for the charges.
No, ma'am.
Okay. Alrighty. Okay, so what I'm going
to
be able to do is
a few minutes. Someone just tried to call me from another number that called me, same place that I'm talking to you. So I'm just simply trying to convey to you, I want my money back, and do not. That's what I want. Period.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to cancel the account to stop all future charges. And as a one-time customer courtesy due to the misunderstanding.
You already sent me two emails at 6:50 that both of the accounts been canceled. You already sent me an email, cancellation number 211-0258. Got
okay.
That.
Please allow me to finish. Please allow me to finish.
211-1253.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. Please allow
me
to finish.
You're telling me that you already finished it. But you already sent me a cancellation. That's what I'm telling you.
Okay, but I'm not finished speaking, sir. What I'm going to do for you as a one-time customer courtesy due to the misunderstanding is help you with a refund for the amount of $61.97.
No, ma'am.
That's going to be your
total
refund.
No, ma'am. No, ma'am. No, ma'am. I want $89.65 and $87.43. That's what I want back.
I do apologize, sir. The charges that were made on the account are supposed to remain valid due to you being outside of that trial period. I'm not supposed to issue any refunds at all.
So you're not listening to me. I'm going to call a lawyer, and I'm going to get you away for more than $89.65 and $87.43. So you either give me my money back, and then I'm going to dispute the card, and then I know that you illegally charged me, so I want my money back.
I apologize if you feel that way, sir, but you had agreed to terms and conditions before placing the order. The company had policies. Once you agree, you're letting the company know that you understand.
I'm going to get a lawyer. I'm going to get a lawyer, and then I'm going to charge you way more than this two-time amounts that you charged me. So you can keep trying to go back and forth with me, or you can give me my full refund of $89.65 or $87.43. That's what you can do. I don't want to hear 60%, 40%. I want to hear, I want to give my total amount back, and then I'll be done with you guys. If not, it's going to cost you more than you think it is. Not threatening
you. I do apologize, sir.
I'm just telling you what I'm going to do. Okay. Well, you and I do not understand each other, so then now I'm going to dispute it with my bank, and then I'm going to call my lawyer. So now,
we're
going to get it back either way. Yes.
Excuse me. This is Dana with Navy Federal Credit Union. Would you like to continue with the merchant, or would you like to take care of it with Navy Federal?
We don't take care of Navy Federal because she's talking bullshit.
Thank you. Representative, I see that you're still on the line.
Yes, my name is Jessica.
Okay. Hi, Ms. Jessica. The member would like to take care of it through Navy Federal. We'll take it from here. Thank you so much. We call.
Okay, well, okay, I understand that you guys are trying to dispute the charge, and I'm trying my best to help with a refund. I'm not sure if the customer knows, but if you dispute the charges, you are in all your rights to do that. They're going to help you with a refund, but they also have to do an investigation. During that investigation, they contact us, the company. The company gives them the terms and conditions and IP address. And once they finish the investigation and they see that the charges are valid, then at the end of the investigation, they will have to refund the money back to the company, which will result in a chargeback, and there's really nothing they can do. Now, I can meet you halfway and make that and help you with a refund for the amount of $88.53 for the charges that have been made on your account.
You're not understanding me. I want $89.65, $87.43, or we hang up. That's it. You're not going to give me a piece of mail back. You're not going to give me a little bit back. You're going to give me my full refund back. That's what I want. I'm just telling you.
Okay, so the most that I can do will be a refund for the amount of $132.80, and that will be the most that I can do for you. And once again, the refund is $132.80.
You're not understanding, ma'am. You're not understanding.
I'm understanding perfectly what you're saying, sir. But once again, you're supposed to also understand that the charges on the account are supposed to remain valid.
Excuse me, Ms. Jessica. Navy Federal will take care of it for the member. We'll perform the investigation. I don't want it to turn into a verbal altercation between yourself and our member, so we'll take care of it for him.
Oh, that's fine. It's not a verbal altercation. I'm just explaining to the customer what's going on, and I'm just doing my job. I do apologize if you guys feel that way.
We appreciate it.
Okay.
Allow me one moment, please.
Thank you, ma'am.
I'm going to place you on a brief hold. Please continue to bear with me. I'm speaking with my supervisor. I do appreciate your patience. Please continue to bear with me. I'm still here. I apologize for the hold. I'm still here. Alrighty, thank you so much for patiently holding. Mr. Northley, I did speak with my supervisor, and I got the authorization to process a full refund for the $87.43 and the $89.65. That full refund is going to go back in your account in 3 to 5 business days. Please let me know when you're ready to take down your refund confirmation number.
I'm ready.
Refund confirmation number is R as in Robert. 546-109-1880. And that is the refund confirmation number, and the refund is going to go back in the account in 3 to 5 business days. Is there anything else I can help you with today?
No, it is not.
Okay, well, thank you for calling customer service. Have a great day.